USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kentucky Democrat Governor Andy Beshear is giving an update on the cleanup efforts in his state after tornadoes tore communities apart and damaged buildings. He touts the efforts to remove the debris from the hardest hit areas.
It feels pretty good to not just be pushing this stuff out of the way, but to be loading it up and taking it out of town. There's something therapeutic about taking that chaos and destruction and death and getting it out of some of those areas.
At least 88 people died across multiple states from severe weather, with 74 of them in Kentucky. Over 100 people are still unaccounted for in Kentucky. 3% of U.S. COVID cases are involving the Omicron variant, according to the CDC, but no deaths have been related to it. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno-country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
The Senate is set to vote this week on the National Defense Authorization Act to fund the military. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky on the Senate floor commends lawmakers for coming together to strengthen the U.S. military.
After months of delay, our colleagues have an opportunity to begin showing that America is serious about keeping pace with adversaries like Russia, who've spent decades modernizing their militaries with a singular focus on countering our military advantage.
The senator also calling for the United States to provide aid to Ukraine as tens of thousands of Russian troops mobilize on that country's borders. The November Producer Price Index, or PPI, jumped a whopping 9.6% year over year. Meantime, the PPI rose 0.8% last month. Surging prices for gas, food, iron, and steel were among the main drivers. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Tragedy strikes as the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
President Biden's open border policy has cost two more Americans their lives. A 59-year-old mother and her 21-year-old daughter were killed when an 18-year-old smuggler slammed into their car at a four-way stop doing 70 miles an hour while running from police. Six illegal immigrants and the driver were arrested Saturday in Mission, Texas. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News.
This hit me to my core. Last Saturday morning at 11:30, Carmen Sosa and Vera Deanna, mother and daughter, 59 and 21, were sitting in the car at a stop sign. Did they know that the minutes before, some wild, crazy smuggler was racing through stop signs and red lights in the town of Mission, right on the border? Did I see any comment from the White House? Did I see a condolence and prayers from either Biden or Kamala Harris or Mayorkas? No. Nothing. They don't care about American lives. The blood is on the hands of the president.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Kroger is eliminating some COVID-19 benefits for unvaccinated employees beginning next year. This comes as the grocery store chain is pushing to get more workers vaccinated as concerns over the Omicron variant rise. Kroger will stop providing unpaid COVID leave for unvaccinated employees and will set a $50 a month surcharge to non-union salary workers who haven't received the shots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.